Chapter 6 Detention. The McDonald twins didn't know they had been selected to be part of a special program for gifted and talented students. A letter informing their parents of that fact had arrived at their house 2 months earlier, back in April. But unfortunately, Dr. McDonald assumed the letter was just another school fundraiser and threw it in the trash without opening the envelope. Now it was June 18th, the last day of school, and nobody was paying attention in class. How could you? West Marin Middle School was air-conditioned, but for some mysterious reason, in June, the temperature in half of the classrooms was up over 90 degrees, and in the other half, you felt as if you were going to school in an igloo. Early that morning, when the teachers arrived at school, one of them found two backpacks labeled McDonald leaning against the front door. These were the backpacks that Coke and Pep had abandoned at the top of the cliff the day before. There was no note, no explanation of who had dropped them off. They were returned to the twins during homeroom. "Later," Jimmy Erdman said to Coke in the hallway after sixth period. Jimmy Erdman was not part of the YAG program. He wasn't gifted or talented. Far from it. He was barely passing. Jimmy and Coke didn't have a whole lot in common. Jimmy had no interest in books, learning, science, or anything that involved too much thinking. He had little intellectual curiosity. But the two had known each other since first grade. Most people tend to drift away from their childhood pals.